When people start to participate all together in the strategy to deal with the object of anxiety, a new kind of social bond and a new kind of meaning making emerges, which means that there is like a new kind of solidarity that emerges. And this makes that people switch from a highly aversive, negative mental state of social isolation, interpersonal isolation, to the exact opposite, to the extremely high level of connectedness that exists in a crowd or a mass. So, and then people start a heroic battle with the object of anxiety, which leads to a kind of mental intoxication of connectedness, which is the real reason why people continue to buy into the narrative, even if it's utterly absurd or blatantly wrong. Okay. It's a kind of a ritual. It's a kind of a ritual. It has exactly the same function as a ritual. A ritual is a kind of behavior that people participate in to show that they belong to a group, to create a group, to create a collective, to create solidarity. And you can even say about rituals that the more absurd they are from a practical perspective, the better they function as a ritual. Of course, because then the more absurd they are, the more purely they become a sign that shows that they belong to a group.